Yo.
What up, man?
What up?
Recipe Radio is back again.
That's right.
Yes, it is. This is Recipe Radio, where we like to, you know, tell y'all the ingredients of songs that we pick out for the week. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tell y'all why almost cursed. Why stuff is tight and why, you know, it might need a little more seasoning. You know what I'm saying? Because we give y'all the seasoning. We just gonna leave y'all with bland stuff. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm B Streets.
I'm Roach G, baby.
108K, the freshman on honor roll up in the house right now, man.
And yeah, and you know, this week's show, it's kind of a funny one and sad one at the same time. You know what I'm saying? We just picked out songs that I guess made us laugh for whatever particular reason. You know what I'm saying? We'll explain that later after we play the songs. You know what I'm saying? But you can check us out and download all our other past podcasts at recipe.radio.podomatic.com. You know what I'm saying? You can check out our Twitter at Recipe Radio.
At Recipe Radio.
Winnow AK updates it a lot.
Yeah, you know. I'm on that thing.
He's the twit master. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of twits, man, we got a little twit surprise for you later, or tweet surprise, however you want to say it.
Tweet
surprise by somebody you would never expect. But you know what?
Yeah, man.
I think you would expect. I mean, you just don't know who it is.
I mean, if you know the guy, you know what I'm saying?
Anyways, yeah. It's tight.
But yeah, so we're going to get into that right now. You know what? The first song that I'm going to play is called, it's really a PSA, but I'm going to just play it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about that afterwards. It's by Nas and Nick Cannon. Just to give y'all a little heads up. Nas and Nick Cannon working together.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I thought, well,
Here we go.
There's a period of great distress in the rap universe. There was a time when hip-hop was a form of empowerment. Now the corporate world is quickly diluting our culture for nothing more than profit. With the ever-mounting forces of ridiculous dances, ignorant behavior, and general buffoonery, it's only a matter of time before hip-hop's permanent annihilation. This is what the future holds if it don't stop.
Howdy there, Shook.
Top of the morning to you, Jive.
Boy, you know this show is a good ditty right here.
Massa gonna love us.
Mmm. You know I was hungry. What should we eat?
Some of that good old watermelon.
Oh, yeah. Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Dumb, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey.
Uh-huh. What's next?
Melon. Eat that watermelon. Eat that watermelon. Eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Eat that watermelon. Eat that watermelon. Eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Hey there, Shook.
Yeah, Jack.
I think it's time to break it on down.
This watermelon ain't gonna eat itself.
Ham bone, ham bone, ham bone. Where you at? Ham bone, ham bone, ham bone. Where you at?
Massa is coming.
Massa is coming. Massa is coming.
Shh.
Hide the watermelon.
Hide it quick.
Yo, check it, y'all. This is Nas. And if that don't stop, hip-hop is dead.
Yeah. Nas throwing out some knowledge and Nick Cannon playing out the skit for you.
Yeah, man, that was really disturbing. I mean, definitely, we're listening to it on the radio, but the images were disturbing too. They're like in blackface.
Yeah, this is
dancing around.
This is actually like a video, right? So in the video, you know, it has when Nas explains everything and then it goes into the song, it's like fools are in blackface, but they're dressed like, you know, some hood rich dudes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Chains and all that.
Chains everywhere. Bright grills, what else? Big watches, doing dumb dances that they just made up on the spot that just look whack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's cold. I mean, it's cold because you know, cause it's I feel like Nas is placing blame on the people for making it. You know what I'm saying? But in actuality, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's coming from a place of you know, like historically black people sung and danced. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do get what you're saying.
So you know, hip hop was sort of the antithesis to that, though. Just on some, like, it was poetry, but it was also dancing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so true. I mean, but and the whole thing about, like, I know what he's talking about. It's about the South, you know, and the it's a lot of dumb stuff that comes out the South. You know what I'm saying? It's not really
ignorant. I like to say ignorant.
Yeah. But at the same time, some of those things coming out the South are fun. And then there's always the contrast, you know, of artistry in the South. So you could have your OJ the Juice Man or Soulja Boy, and you could also have like
Your Outkast,
your B.O.B., your who else is new from the South? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like all those fools, you know what I'm saying? Like Killer Mike, like Killer Mike is to me the equivalent of Ice Cube in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
yeah, he definitely knows this shit politically and otherwise.
Yeah, but it definitely is. It's definitely gonna come across as a diss to the South. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I can't hate on the South.
Nah, you can't hate on the South. It's just, I think he's just making fun of the emphasis on saying anything in the music, repeating it, everything sounding the same, having a dance, and putting so much value as a person on like the objects like gold and stuff like that. Like when people, you know, just that's all they could talk about, or that's all that they care about. Like, I think that's the difference. He wants to get back to hip hop that's uplifting and not just.
Go ahead. One okay.
Well, it's definitely a way. It's a way to get paid now. You know what I'm saying? Because I was listening to Fabulous album, and I'm listening to the song he has with the Dream, Throw It in the Bag, right? And I'm listening to this song, and the song is cool, right? At the end of the song, he says, "Everybody do the throw it in the bag," and I'm like, "Why would you put that part in there? Like, why would you make throw it in the bag a dance?" Like, it came across horrible. First of all,
I mean,
and second of all, you know, it's so obvious, like, why you did it. You know what I'm saying? Because I could see him in the studio, like, man, we gotta make a dance for this, blood. That's what everybody wants.
Hell yeah! And that's probably exactly what they said. And especially like a lyricist that's as talented as Fabulous, like, it ain't no need for that. Like,
there's no need for it.
You know, talking about just making money, right? Now, if I was an evil corporation, right, trying to destroy hip hop and change it into some image that I want it to be, which is something on the opposite of where it first came out of, I would go to the wackest person I can find who's trying to do hip hop and throw hella money at them and be like, "Yo, I'm gonna make you a star. All you gotta do is just keep doing what you're doing." You know what I'm saying? Nah. And fools fall into that because, you know what I'm saying, they're just like, "Oh, I believe that, you know, I really am that tight," and just instead of being like, you know, humble, you know, like,
now, I'm gonna tell, no, you,
fool,
I'm gonna
fool, tell you fools will fall for anything, and some people just don't look at the big picture of what they're doing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you still have the perception that record labels still find artists.
Yeah,
like,
they don't do that anymore.
They don't do that.
The artist got
to
do it.
Yeah, the artist has to be popular already for them to even look at them. So it's not like
buzz and all that.
Yeah, it's not like, you know what I'm saying, they're just picking any Joe Schmo off the street. Like, nuh-uh. You know, granted, people have success off a song that in our opinion is whack, but it's popular. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they're backing. They're not backing the. That would be a bad investment. You know what I'm saying?
So what does that mean then?
I mean, it's just a chicken or egg thing. Like, whose fault is it? Is it the label's fault or is it the artist's fault? And in actuality, it's you know, it's just the climate and it's the time right now. It's just messed up.
So you saying it's the culture of everyone who's listening and
artists? It's just where music is at right now. It's you know, I feel like
in a messed up state.
I feel like the industry definitely started it by, you know, like definitely radio stations and like selling stuff. Like music, when it became like a business to the fact where you're just selling products, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like just making good music,
that's when it changed.
Yeah, that's when it just flipped over, and so we have to get back to a point where, you know, it's on the music, all about the music. But you know, that's enough knowledge.
I mean, do you think that's gonna come? I mean, like, cause the kids, like, they really don't give up.
Yeah, they
nothing. Like, they don't care. Like, it seems like the songs that they want to listen to, they don't care about lyrics or none of that. Like, I'm sure even though Drake is a talented lyricist, like, I'm sure if he was just saying anything on there, like, I got two chains, they both bling, I just want to be successful, like, I'm sure they'll listen to it just the same. Like, and like, they probably, like, that's like, people don't see things usually on the level that they're meant to be seen, even with people like that. I think, like,
yeah.
I bet a lot of people only just hear that chorus and they're just like, oh yeah, I want the money in the house, me too. Like,
yeah, I mean, well, it's production value too, because then it's like people know how to make a good song, but people don't know how to make a good song that could say some real things, some things besides, you know, what everybody says. Like, that's actually the hardest line to tread, you know.
Yeah, so I think this discussion could keep going, you know what I'm saying? But we're just gonna leave it up to the viewers. I mean, not the viewers, the listeners, to, you know, add their little two cents in when they go to reciperadio.podomatic.com and leave some comments, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have an answer to this. We can keep discussing it and just keep throwing out the points and everything, but I want to hear what y'all think, you know what I'm saying? Listeners, you know what I'm saying? Anyway,
hit us on Twitter.
We're going to get into a little song break right quick, and during the song breaks, we're just going to play classic songs, you know what I'm saying? So people know what classic stuff sounds like.
We need a little
classic
balance.
What genre?
We need a little balance from the funny stuff to some of that.
What genre are we talking about? Classic.
I mean, I'm a flip through, you know, hip hop and R&B and soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm a flip around. You're not gonna know.
Damn,
what genre.
I was hoping for some Beethoven, but oh well.
You're not gonna know what I'm gonna play, but we're gonna get into that right now. Recipe Radio.
Night from the Dove Shack, getting dough, shit out, kicking it at King's Park with all the homies. You know what I'm saying? So what you check out my homie Bo to the Rock.
I ride with the, I slide with the Lokes and Dolls from the LBC. All of the hoes wanna kick it with me, cause I run with Warren G. Brace your weed, Busters and G. Water bloom fighters, low riders, and east side.
measure the relaxation, all the fun I'm facing. My homies got green, that's steam for show though. Hit the stove though, for I can get a photo. My little cousin rushing to the park to munch, standing in line to get a free lunch. Why do we do what we do when we do what we do? Hanging out late with no curfew.
Smothering ribs with barbecue sauce. Foods get tossed if they reach across my barbecue grill. So continue to chill at Kings Park in the LBC. That's where you'll find me, hanging with my homies and my friends.
We got the Coke in hand. We got the five footer than the twins. We got Warren G and the DOG.
Oh, come around. You hear that dub, Jack G funk sound.
I'm a one chat to you, and you're going like you don't want to chat to me. So what I'm Drea, tell me what the fuck I'm going on.
Creeping down the back street on D's. I got my Glock cocked, cause niggas want these. No sooner as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a Tech 9 trying to take mine. You wanna make noise, make noise. I make a phone call, my niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being found on Greenleaf with the fucking heads cut off. Motherfucker, I'm Dre. So listen to the play by play, day by day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. And got sounds for the bitches, cocking all the riches. Got the hollow points for the snitches. So won't you just walk on by, cause I'm too hard to lift. And no, this ain't Aerosmith, it's the motherfucking DRE from the CPT. On a rhyming spree, a straight G. Hop back as I pop my top, you trip. I let the hollow points commence to pop, 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 yeah. Cause if it don't stop, I have to put my shit in reverse. Go back and take another spot, cause I'm
rolling in my 6'4".
With all the niggas saying, hell yeah. With all the niggas saying, hell yeah. Just another motherfucking day for Dre, so I begin like this. No medallions, dreadlocks, or black fist. It's just that gangsta glare with gangsta raps. That gangsta shit makes the gangs of snaps. Word to the motherfucking streets. And word to these hyped ass lyrics and dope beats that I hit you with, that I get you with as I groove in my four on D's. Hitting the switches, bitches relax while I get my proper swerve on. Bumping like a motherfucker, ready to get my serve on. But before I hit the dope spot, gotta get the chronic, the Remy Martin and my soda pop. Now smelling like Indonesia. Bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezers on my dick, cause my four won't hit. Pancake front and back, side to side and all that shit. So when I crawl, I comes correct. Now if your bitch in my shit, it's your bitch you check, nigga. Now let the Chevrolet slide as I dip and make a trip to the south side, yeah.
Rolling in my 6'4".
What all the bitches saying? Hell yeah. What all the motherfucking bitches saying? Know what I'm saying? Check this out. The sun went down when I hit Slauson. On my way to the strip, now I'm just flossing. Checking my rear view, cause niggas they will do jack moves. Black fools, cause I smack fools. Trying to set me up for a 211. Fuck around and get caught up in a 187. But I don't represent no gangbang. Some niggas like lynching, but I just watch them hang. So on and so on, why don't you let me roll on? I remember back in the days when I used to have to get my stroll on. Did nobody wanna speak? Now everybody peeping out the window when they hear me beating up the street. Is it Dre? Is it Dre? That's what they say every single motherfucking day. Yo, but I ain't tripping, I'm just kicking it. While my D's keep spinning and these hoes keep grinning, I be
rolling in my 6-4.
What everybody's saying. Hell yeah. What everybody's saying.
Way to
swing
put on
down.
Some other
I wanna ride. Swing down. I wanna ride.
This is Recipe Radio.
What's that?
That was our song break, our first one, you know what I'm saying? You heard some Dr. Dre, Snoop.
Hey Roach, do the OJ the Juice Man A's to this beat.
I can't even hear the beat.
Maybe you should put your headphones on.
Maybe if my headphone jack worked, then I'd have them on.
All right.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, that was tight. That was tight. At that one part where the things that kept coming in, you should have heard it, blood. It was tight.
See, it's in my blood to be on beat.
But, you know, pop. Time for the second.
Yeah, man. No, hold on. First, I have to make an announcement about the break songs. Summertime in the LBC is one of my favorite songs of all time. And that is me and my mother's song. And I just wanted you to know that. Anyways, as I'm on Twitter right now, I feel fit that we play this new Twitter song. It's been Fab came out with the original Twitter song, hit me on Twitter. You know, it's all on TV, but he got a little competition, man. Andy Milonakis. My cousin Andy Milonakis. Good old Andy had to come out with his Twitter song and
I don't know. I heard it. It's kind of some competition with you,
I don't
Fab.
With my bro, Mr. Fab.
I don't know. Let's just play.
We'll
it.
Talk about that. This is Andy Milonakis. Twitter that.
Are you taking me seriously not or not, people? Because most of the time you shouldn't. Now play this shit.
Twitter that.
Twitter that. Tweet tweet, bitch.
Make me real cool. Let me Twitter that. I have my own show. Let me Twitter that.
tweet, tweet, bitch, tweet, tweet. A tweet, tweet, bitch, tweet, tweet. A tweet, tweet, bitch, tweet, tweet.
Yo.
Man, that is my shit.
That actually slaps. I have a feeling, I have a strong feeling that Lil Jon made that beat. What?
Really?
You think?
I have a strong feeling that Lil Jon made that beat.
Why? Because he said Lil Jon on the song? I don't know.
I think that if...
That and just the drums, even though it's not like just crunk, it's I believe that those drums are some Lil Jon drums. The kick, man. Like, the kick was just too hard. Like, you know how it was supposed to be a funny beat, but it hit really hard?
Yeah
man.
Like,
we told you it's in competition.
I swear, if it was somebody not Andy Milonakis rapping on that, like, come on, man. That could have been a real song.
That's what I'm saying. I think he wrote it with Lil Jon, too. Like, Lil Jon made... He was in the studio, and he wanted to do a Twitter song. I'm just guessing
tweet,
here.
Tweet.
But I think tweet, I'm on tweet. To something. We need to find Andy Milonakis and ask him what's up.
I do. I need to see Andy. I need to meet him, too. I want to chill with Andy. I wonder what that's going to be like. I know it's going to be weird.
You know what, though?
Let's go to Cheddar Joe's.
The concept of this song is tight. You know what I'm saying? Fools really be doing that. But I just woke up. You know, on Twitter, they were right. I just woke up. I'm going to lunch. I'm eating a tuna sandwich. I don't care. I don't care. Like, tell me some shit like fucking weed just passed to be legalized or something. And I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you just waking up.
Well, that would be on the news.
I'm just saying. What if I ain't got no? A lot of people ain't got TVs nowadays. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people. That's why even the news is on Twitter now. You know what I'm saying? They be getting brand new stuff from Twitter.
Yeah, I follow BBC. I follow all my blogs that I be going to. You know, it's good. It's good to have instant updates on things. But as for the song, there's a part in the song where this fool Andy just starts talking. He's just like, nothing rhymes at this point. I think it's like mid-song.
He goes, I'm friends with Lil Jon. Snoop Dogg, too.
Yeah, he's my best friend. Like, that don't even rhyme.
It don't even rhyme, but it sounds good. Like,
hey, you know who else never rhymes?
Lil
Uno from the pack.
Come on, y'all think, gonna hate on Lil Uno. Maybe he doesn't.
How
like
is that hated? He don't be rhyming.
I know he doesn't rhyme, but maybe he doesn't like to rhyme. Maybe he thinks that words with different endings should go together or something.
That's how Berkeley. Gets.
Like rat and
don't you know
soap.
The pack is
rat and soap rhyme to Lil Uno.
What?
Rat and soap rhyme to Lil Uno.
Rap and soap?
Yeah, he'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a rat on my flow. Now I got some soap.
Yeah. Well, actually, he just rhymed floor with soap, which is still all bad. But flow and soap kind of sound the same, maybe.
Flow, soap.
Flow,
well,
soap.
Whatever. Anyway.
So.
Keep doing your thing, bro.
Man, this is funny. This is funny. Hey.
No, but you bought him up for a reason, because we got the pack is in the building.
The pack will be in the building. We'll be in the building soon with a new... It's not even the pack.
It's an exclusive. It's Lil B.
It's one of the members.
But that's an exclusive coming up later anyway.
Yeah, and anyway, we're gonna go to a song break, but... Check us out, recipe.radio.podomatic.com, Twitter, Recipe Radio. Check all that out.
About to hit a song break. Hey, let me Twitter that.
I'm about to go Twitter that.
Yeah. Yo, wait a second. Wait a second. I forgot something. Forgot to tell y'all something.
What?
Have y'all ever seen Orphan?
My cousin.
Yeah, I saw that. Don't ever Google babies who kill. Just on a side note, all those just Google. Don't Google babies who kill. That or
that
orphans who kill. Yeah, that's what she Googled. Orphans who kill. Blood.
I don't want to see a killing orphan.
Summertime and day right. So what am I gonna be doing for a while? Said I'm gonna play with myself. Show them now we've come off the shelf. So what?
Summertime, yeah. The living's easy. Bradley's on the microphone with Rostep G. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. G, we and Louis run to the party and dance to the rhythm. It gets hot.
Definitely evil, ornery, scandalous and evil. Most definitely the tension is getting hotter. I'd like to pull her head under water. My girl, we got a relationship. Oh, and my girl, got a
relationship. So take a dip, take a dip, take a dip from me. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me, la la la, we all everybody.
Thank you.
Heard that the original version. I only heard the three times crazy.
Really?
On the real.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But yeah, man, this is Recipe Radio. You know, the songs you heard during the break is That was Tell Me 50 Seconds. Anyway, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell did you just say? I think you just had a mini asthma attack or something.
You know what? We've been waiting to play this song all day for y'all that we about to play.
I've been waiting. I can't wait to hear it again. This my shit.
Stuff.
This my stuff.
But before we get into this very special song, you know, I just want to first say that, you know, you can check out everything we play today. We'll have a playlist for you on recipe.podomatic.com. You can download this and past episodes of our show, Recipe Radio. And you can always hit us on Twitter and just send us new music. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, yo,
I want to hear this.
I want y'all to hear this and tell me what you think. Or this is an exclusive from me. You know what I'm saying? We always love it. We always love when people just send us stuff. You know what I'm saying? Be like, this is an exclusive song that I just made or something. Just make sure it's good or else we're just going to tear that down and tell you why. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to tell you why your stuff is hella tight too. You know what I'm saying? No haters here.
Nah.
We're just...
Only sometimes I hate.
But yeah, so this next song we are about to play is a very special song. About a very special place.
Yeah, very special
in place. Oakland, California.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And
get into this thing.
We're just gonna get into that right now.
In the house.
Not right now, but right now. You know what I'm saying? Recipe Radio.
Baby, you know you can come over here. I'm about 30 miles away. Just give me a call on my cell phone. Okay, baby, what are you doing tonight? Me and you, alright? Or I thought it was me and you getting real bass. Listen to me freestyle, listen to me talk. Yeah, listen to me talk and I can tell you something about something so, so bass. So bass. Yeah, check me up, I'ma call your phone in about 30 minutes and you better be home. Shit. Yeah, I said, you better be home. So I called her phone and she on that shit, talking about she wants some. And I know she want it, and I'm at Lake Merritt cause I know she's horny, yeah. And I know she's horny cause I'm at Lake Merritt cause I know she's horny, bruh. Hey baby, so you know I'ma be across the street in these apartments. But first I'ma walk around Lake Merritt and, you know, just chill, babe. You can come. We can go to this little tree. Has a nice house inside, everything. So spiritual. So amazing. You heard me? Yeah, so come over here and walk with me. Feel me? Yeah. So we walking down this really nice Lake Merritt place. How did I found it? I wonder who found it. It, yeah. He's a motherfucking legend. But other than that, I see trees. They got little houses inside. We can go inside and I'm ready for the ride. No bicycles, but I'm ready for the ride. You don't got a car, but I'm ready for the drive. No car, but I'm driving them. So she probably driving her when I be driving them. And you can bring your friend too if you want to. You can bring your friend too. That's just on you, boo. The decision's on you. That decision's on you, baby. You can bring any of your friends if you want, okay? That decision's on you. If you wanna bring you or them. That decision's on you. If you wanna bring them or you, babe. Babe, I just wanna have me and you alone. Late night, star bright. You know what I mean? A nice cup of something real nice, fine wine maybe. Get our hearts very relaxed. Baby, you feel me? I have these little things that can just make you so crazy. Yes! Bass freestyle, Lake Merritt. Heart Merritt, you know what I mean? You know our hearts with me and it's just so crazy, yeah. Take me to the grave, take me to Lake Merritt. Take me to Lake Merritt. Take me to Lake Merritt. Lake Merritt. Lake Merritt. Lake
take me to Lake Merritt. Ow,
ow. That's my favorite song. Take me to Lake Merritt. That's my favorite song right now, man.
Yo.
That is.
That was Lil B.
Hella funny.
From the pack.
Hella funny.
Song is called Lake Merritt.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
He's crooning y'all. All of y'all.
You know what, though? Like, Lil B kind of scares me. On a. I'm going to explain why.
What?
I'm explaining why. So Lil B, right? He comes off, you know, when you see him and you hear these crazy songs. By the way, Lil B has like hundreds of crazy songs on that level. You know what I'm saying? Because he has over how many MySpaces?
Like 100 MySpaces. He's like the MySpace music page king or something.
What'd you say? Because I didn't hear you. What?
I said he's like he has like over 100 MySpaces, I think.
Oh, for real?
Music pages.
Okay. Well, the thing is, he kind of scares me because, you know, when you take the time and go listen to his other songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll be like, man, this dude is crazy. He must be on some drugs.
I don't think
some hard drugs.
I don't know. I think, I appreciate what he does, man. It's different. It's like, what? Like, did you just do that? Say that? And what? I gotta listen to it. Like, it's entertaining. Like, I'm like, damn. Play that shit again.
That stuff again.
You can say shit.
Oh, okay.
I just did.
But then, you know, when I'm like, read, you know, what his people write or what he writes, you know, on describing his songs, right? Like this in particular, Lake Mirror, right? He says, you know, this is a spot in Oakland, that like Lake Mirror is the gem of Oakland, the hub, the star, the vibrant centerpiece of the city. And Black Panther Party leader Huey P. Newton got paranoid and addicted on cocaine in his Lake Mary penthouse. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing is, this guy is knowledgeable too. He's knowledgeable and crazy at the same time, I think.
I think that every person that's unique, like that's an artist, like they do both have those qualities. You gotta have a little both of that. Or else you're just gonna be like, my chain.
I agree with you because, you know,
my shoes.
For example, like everybody, you know, when Prince first came out, he wasn't accepted. You know what I'm saying? Because he was like the oddball guy that made weirdo music and dressed funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he made tight music, but people couldn't, you know, relate to him.
Yeah.
But I'm not comparing Lil B to Prince. I'm saying that on record. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I feel you. You know, he's doing his mind, you know. His mind is in another place, and so is my mind is in another place a lot of times too, so I can feel him.
You know what? But this is the end of our show.
We're out of here.
This is Recipe Radio. You can find us at reciperadio.podomatic.com. Oh, wait. Before I finish saying that, I just want to say the sample that was used on that song, That was tight. Like, I wish whoever produced it had spent more time, you know, creating that the production on that, because that was a clean sample that was used for that Lake Mary song by Lil B. I wish I knew what that was. But anyway, this is Recipe Radio. Find us at reciperadio.podomatic.com. You can Twitter us. Send us music. We'll probably play it. If we see a reason to, you know what I'm saying? But
man, just hit us, man. We're out of here. I'm out of here.
Who's I'm out of here? Two I'm B Streets. Who are
I'm
you?
I'm out of here.com. That's my new name.
Roach Giggs, then change his name to I'm out of here.com, and we are both out of here. Peace.
All right.